This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the Darren Eales Report, presented by Aaron's.
All right, guys, we do it each and every week with Darren Eales, presented by Aaron's, perfect for your budget and style with top-name brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances. He is the president of our Atlanta United. This is Dukes and Bell. And a quick reminder to Atlanta United fans, Re-Raw is where this week's watch party is going to be. Re-Raw Irish Pub in Midtown, Friday night starting at 8 o'clock for Atlanta United versus Orlando watch party if you guys want to come hang out. Darren, it's good to have you back in studio. I know it's been a couple of weeks or so. You've been traveling and doing some things. But first and foremost, congratulations. Boy, Mike and I said it. We needed a win on the road desperately. And I don't think it could have came at a better time against a better opponent in Portland and what they presented to us.
Yeah, afternoon chats. Yeah, it's a great win because that's a tough place to go. You know, Portland's one of the great atmospheres in Major League Soccer, and it was they've had a new stand built, so 25,000. They're on a bit of a roll at the moment, so it was a tough game to go into. But look, we played really well. I mean, it could have been it was quite a lot of chances both ways, but it, you know, we should have had a penalty at the end of the first half, and that would have made all the difference. So I was really pleased that the heads didn't drop for the players, and as it happened, and fortunately really for, you know, pro and the match officials, it didn't affect the result.
Do the refs do what they do in the NBA and give you that, hey, we messed up sheet? And,
yeah,
I mean, you can do anything about it. You're not going to go replay it, but they do admit if they messed it up.
No, and fair play to Howard Webb, who runs pro. He's, you know, he's a great former referee, and he's someone that, you know, fronts up, and when it gets it wrong, he says he gets it wrong. And, you know, clearly that was one. I mean, everybody, as soon as you saw the replay, could see that it was a penalty.
Alexi Lalas was losing his mind, talking about it on Twitter while it was going down.
And the strange thing about it is, I get it, why the ref might not have thought, because, you know, where his position was, that's fair enough. But, you know, that's why we have video review, and that one should have at least taken the time to have a proper look. But there you go. It's something that at least we won the game, so we're not sort of really talking about it.
And just real quick, do you think that they've walked back the VAR because maybe they overused it last year?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that as a league, MLS has done a better job in putting it in place. And perhaps it's that, Mike. Perhaps it's a little bit of, you know, this clear and obvious, and people are afraid to sort of take a look. But on something like that, the first instinct's got to be that that's a penalty, because otherwise Pitti's straight through on goal.
Right.
You know, so, you know, even like instinctively, why is he going to go down if he can just tap it past the keeper? But there we go. Let's talk about the win. It was a great win.
It was a
what
great
a goal
win.
From Joseph, by the way.
Oh, incredible. And speaking of that, I mean, to me, the Gressel pass to set him up. We talk about Joseph and his ability, you know, and to score. He's got, what, 10 consecutive matches now.
But, 11.
That's right, after Sunday. But the thing for me is that when you get set up as well as he was, we don't ever give that credit, like how good that pass was, because then it made the goaltender have to make a decision, and Joseph was like, come if you want to, and then poof, he kicks it right past him. How good has he been over the last, let's just say, 6 to 8 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible to, you know, scored in 11 consecutive games, and look, they're different goals. This was a classic example of one that, you know, outside the box and just dinks it into the corner. But again, great pass from Julian. And those two are just on, you know, the same wavelength. It's amazing. You know, Julian will get the ball, and Joseph knows exactly where to make the run. And Julian, more often than not, puts it right on the spot. So, you know, credit to Julian as well and his vision. But it was just what we needed, because it was the start of the second half. Mm-hmm. Took the wind out of their sails a little bit. And I think, you know, that set us up then for a good sort of defensive second half, including a great save by Brad. I mean, that one that he did where he sort of got his big mitt to it and just kept it off. That was really important. So it was a great team performance by everyone.
It is Darren Eales with us, guys, president of Atlanta United, live and in studio. And we've now got 5 straight wins in all levels of competition, U.S. Open Cup. We were just talking with Darren off the air, but I'll just say it on the air. We really didn't know what to expect with Campeones. And, I mean, Atlanta United getting credit in all those media publications I got to read online saying we didn't know what Campeones was, and Atlanta raised the bar because it was an electric atmosphere, looked great on TV.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was funny, wasn't it? I think everybody came to the stadium not too sure what to expect. And the way that it transpired, you know, we got the early goal. They got one back. It was a ding-dong affair. I think, you know, at 2-1 down, I was concern just because, you know, you just felt like our head's going to drop, and then Jeff comes and launches an absolute bomb to make it 2-2, and, you know, we go on and win the game. And I think it was great for the league because this was Club America with one change from their game that they'd played on the weekend. So they were full strength. We'd made five rotations, so it did show a bit of the depth that we've got. But it was a great game, good for the league, good for the TV, great for the fans. And look, and we spoke about it before, it was, if we'd have lost it, it'd just been a minor tournament. But now we've won, it's one of the most important trophies in the world.
So. It's a big gold number one, too. It is kind of a, Carl, it's a bit garish as far as the hardware goes.
Yeah, you know what? It's all about perspective, Darren. It's great. I'm like you. I want to add trophies to our cakes as much as possible. Darren Eales, president of our Atlanta United, with this guy's presented by Aaron's. What's been the turning point? Where did things turn for our team that it seems like now we're headed in the right direction from your standpoint?
I think there's a number of factors. I think, you know, we've got our DPs back. So, you know, in a salary cap league, to be able to have your three players with us, you know, Barco, Joseph and Pitty out on the pitch, I think that's definitely been an evolution. I think, you know, we've seen it with Pitty the last month. He's been very consistent. You know, Chara is a great defensive player for Portland, and he made him look silly a couple of times. So you're starting to see that. I think Pitty, when you have Barco playing Joseph, doesn't feel like he's got to do everything. So I think there's a number of factors that's helped. I think, you know, formation-wise, what we're playing at the moment seems to be working. Again, I'll credit Frank because everyone's sort of tongue-in-cheek, I know, said, oh, play players in the right position, but we're playing Justin Miram or Dion as a left wing-back. Like, that's pretty gutsy to even think about trying that. And Justin's been fantastic. And Dion, too, when he played the other night in the Campeones, was superb. So I think, you know, just generally as the season's gone on, we've seen it coming. It was slow to start for all the reasons we spoke about. But now things are looking really good. And we've got this huge game on Tuesday. Well, obviously, we've got Orlando first. But then, you know, US Open Cup's a big game for us because that's another trophy. And it's a chance to qualify for Champions League. So we're really excited about, hopefully, you know, getting that win against Minnesota.
Darren, speaking of formations, how much conversation do you have and input when it comes to that? Or is this just Frank figuring it out?
Yeah, Frank. I mean, from our perspective, he'll use us as a sounding board, whether it's me or Carlos. But, you know, it's Frank's decision. He's in charge of the team and the tactics. And, you know, I think it's something, like we said, we were forced into playing it in one sense because we only had three centre-halves, if you remember, for that one game. But it's something that's really worked. And, you know, at the moment, you're seeing it with the players, the confidence on the pitch. And, you know, it does make it a little bit more open. But the way things are going at the moment, we're going to score more goals than the opposition. And long may that continue.
It is Darren Eales from the first place Atlanta United. First time we can say that, interviewing you all season, buddy, as he's live in studio with us here, brought to you by Aaron's. Because, you know, we've talked about it. We, at first, like, we didn't win until mid-April, and that obviously was a sluggish start. We had that run like the Chicago match. I was on the radio here with Carl Saturday. I don't think we're championship material this year after we lost up there against the Sounders. It just seems like they've bought in. There was that, we called it the Argentine mutiny. There were some comments made. But it seems like even Pitty now, everybody's playing with a, like, it just seems like there's a connection. Nagby, up the middle, makes the assist. What you saw yesterday, we just talked about with Gressel's pass. There's just a flow right now. We even look technically superior. Our passes are crisper. Everything looks better right now.
Yeah, and I think, again, the strength in depth's a big thing because we didn't have Eric and Franco on the weekend. But, again, people stepped up. So whether that's Pogba, whether that's Jeff coming into the midfield. So I think, you know, that's been an important part as well. And we saw that in the Campeones. And, you know, that's going to be important because we've got two big games over the next few days. You know, we know it's always tough to go to Orlando. It's, you know, it's going to be their game of the season because, you know, they need to try and get into the playoffs for the first ever time. So it's a big match for them. And then we've got the Cup. And like I said, you know, for us, big chance, big tournament. Hopefully we're going to get a big crowd there. It's on the Tuesday night. There's still some tickets available. So, you know, we want to have our crowd behind us because, you know, let's be clear, this is a proper, you know, title for us to win a championship.
Good team too, Minnesota.
Yeah, no, good. And, you know, it's interesting that they were our team that came in with us when we were both expansion teams. And they've done a good job as they've come into their new stadium of building a team that is competitive. You know, they're second out in the West and it's going to be a tough game.
What's our identity? What's our identity now?
Well, I think
I think it's changed from the beginning of the season, right, to where we are now?
Yeah, although I'm not so sure. I mean, I think our identity is we want to be a team that wins trophies. And I think, you know, we've done that now. We've won the Campeones. We're in the final. So, you know, that's what we're trying to create here, a team that is a dynasty, a team that can win championships every year. And, you know, the good thing for us is we've got a chance to win two trophies before the end of August. So I think that's important. You need to be able to do that. You've got to have depth in your squad. You've got to have flexibility. And I think we've shown that as the season's gone on. You know, still, like, over our last 17 games, we're scoring at a rate of 84 goals if it was a season. So, you know, that's 14 more than any of the two previous seasons we've had. So, you know, I think we're exciting. I think people got a little bit over the top at the start of the season, which is natural because we'd come off winning the MLS Cup and we were going through all the difficulties of playing in Champions League, playing in the league. I mean, our last game of that sort of run was Columbus, if you remember, which was a total shambles of a game that should never have happened. So there's a lot of things that were actually extenuating circumstances, which, with the benefit of hindsight, is a little bit easy. And I get it. It's a passionate game. And, you know, that's the fun thing about soccer is, you know, people wear their heart on their sleeves. And, you know, we're so fortunate in this city to have the most unbelievable fans and the fan base that we've got. But I think what we're now seeing with the benefit of hindsight is actually, you know, we're a good team or a solid team, but we know that there's still a long way to go. And over in the West, there's a team that's doing really well. But ultimately, in America, it's all about the playoffs, and they're going to have a heck of a lot of pressure on them, because if they don't win it, whatever happens, they'll be considered to have sort of failed in some respect, which is unfair because they've been just a great team this year. But that's the nature of the playoffs and the American system. So, you know, I'm feeling good about the way that we're peaking at the right time, but we've still got tough, you know, 9 games. We've got 6 of them away from home. So we've got some tough games still to go. But, you know, for us, it's to try and finish as high as we can. If we can get that home advantage, I don't think there's anyone that's going to come to Mercedes-Benz feeling good about themselves.
That's the thing, because we got Philadelphia coming up. We got to go up there and play them. They've been able to do a pretty good job up until this last week, where now we're ahead of them and we got a game in hand. And by the way, to Darren's credit, because, you know, you have to talk us off the ledge all through the month of March and then parts of July. But you did say that some of the things that have happened were going to happen. One thing we've got is Barco back, and he's been, you know, finally getting fit. Are you worried that we got to give him back to Argentina for a few weeks? How does that affect our schedule, for those who don't know, with the under-23 call-up for Argentina?
Yeah, I mean, it's in an international break, so it's no different from the senior international. So, you know, at most, I think it's 2 games that they play during that period. So, you know, it's the nature of the beast, and we just got to do our usual thing and cross our fingers and hope he comes back. But, you know, looking at it positively, it's another chance for him to shine on a stage. He was fantastic for the under-20s, so if he can go there and get a confidence-boosting performance for the under-23s, you know, that's only going to help us in terms of him coming back and playing for Atlanta United. So, you know, that's part of the, you know, the perils of having such great players, is they're going to get called up for international duty.
Where are these trophies displayed? I know you posted a picture of you in your bed with the trophy. But as we continue to collect these trophies, is this something the 17s or our fan base can go see at the training grounds? I mean, where are they going to be when it's all said and done, after everybody gets a chance to hold them and pass them around?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing we've got to start thinking about now, because we're going to need a bigger trophy cabinet. So we have a cabinet in our tactics room at the training ground. But I think it's something that we're going to look to do down the line at the stadium.
Right.
So a chance for when the fans are in town to be able to see it. But, but I'm liking this tradition of taking a trophy home in the small hours of the morning.
Hey, well, speaking of the small hours of the morning, one last question. MLS was founded on, obviously, running for the teams, make it easier from a budget standpoint, the charter flights. You guys don't get to have your own planes. You got to fly commercial. Isn't this maybe time the owners re-kicked the tires on that idea? Because that Portland trip was a doozy.
Yeah, look, it's one of the difficulties of playing in Major League Soccer. And I think, you know, it's always something that's been talked about. The historical, you know, precedence for it was just, it was a league that was trying to keep the cost down. And I'm sure in the round, it's something that'll get looked at some stage in the future.
Right. Seems like a novelty now.
And more expansion, Darren. I know we're short on time, but more expansion in MLS, St. Louis coming
great.
In.
I mean, a real soccer city. St. Louis has got a great history of soccer in the United States. So that's an exciting team to be coming into the league. And, you know, it just keeps growing. And that's the great thing about the league. We're in this real period now where the league is going from strength to strength. And, you know, the number of cities that are desperate to get in is increasing by the week.
I'm curious, Darren Eels, guys, brought to you by Aaron's, perfect for your budget style with top name brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances. 15 years from now, 20 years from now, we're talking about this, the impact we had on this expansion. I don't know if we know right now, but isn't it interesting? Like, after our success, poof, everybody just seems to be wanting a team and trying to get in. I don't know. I mean, it seems that way to me.
Yeah, I think it's the continuation. And credit to Seattle when they came in, you know, and it's, you know, we raised the bar. LAFC are doing great things. And, you know, that's the beauty. We know there's huge growth in the sport that's available here in America. And that's what makes it so exciting. It's not just what we're doing at Atlanta United, but we're growing the game across the country.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.